Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to my July Just Friggin' Do It episode. If you have been following my podcast, or if you haven't been, I do a special series once a month called Just Friggin' Do It. So the theme is something that I did or have done. And part of the reason for me doing these episodes was to actually get me to do things that I've been wanting to do that I haven't done, and to inspire you as you're listening to get something done that you've been sitting on. And this in particular is something I've been procrastinating for a long time. And I don't know why. And it caused some reflection. And I was going to share it with you. So we are, believe it or not, it's already another month, July. And it just so happens I do these the first Friday of every month. And this happens to be the first, a Friday the first. So it's going to be 4th of July weekend here in the U.S., which is our celebration of America's birth. So it's also, and I have to give a little plug, my wedding anniversary. So we were really smart because when we got married, we decided to do it on a day that wasn't like a Saturday. So it was, I think, a Friday. I think we got married on a Friday. So it was, that was the holiday. So it was a 3-day weekend for us. So we actually, I think, paid less because it was a Friday, even though it was a holiday weekend. So we got lucky with the weather. It was a beautiful, in the low 80s. And in July, that's hard to come by usually. And we had got married around 5:30 in the evening. And usually it's like thunderstorm time in the summer here in Virginia. So we got married at James Monroe, the president, James Monroe, his home is a plantation kind of place. And it's lined as you drive up to the place, it's lined with trees and it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful area. We live actually about, I want to say 10 or 15 minutes from there now. So it was a really lovely weekend, and I'm celebrating my 13th wedding anniversary. And if you haven't heard my story, I'll refer you back to episode 29, which I did back in May of 2020. And I share my story there. My husband and I actually dated in college. And then I married somebody else because he was more interested in rugby than me. And I finally realized I am not going to be a priority. So I'll just move on. And then we ended up reconnecting and I got married when I was 50. And so that was 13 years ago. Yep. And he had never been married. So he was 52. So yeah, I'm his first and only, hopefully, wife. So yes, but everything's going well. And I'm excited to celebrate our anniversary. I need to go get him a card. So that reminds me. All right. So let's get to the episode. So this episode is about, and the title is A Long Delayed Random Act of Kindness That I Finally Did, That Was Finally Done. This is something that I've wanted to do for more than 3 years. Looking back, it's something that I've thought of doing every Christmas. So you might be thinking, it's July, Lori, why are we talking about something for Christmas? Well, when I started thinking about doing this series, I wanted it to be a way to inspire action on things that
we sit on and we don't do, but we have a nudge to do, or we just feel, these things that come from wherever they come, these ideas. And it's often the ideas that we have that we push away that are going to lead us down the path we should walk for whatever reason, or that are going to lead us to the next thing. We don't know what reason it is, but these things that pop into our head, and it's like some kind of download, and it's like you get inspired about doing something and then you just never act on it. And this is one of those. So this was inspired by me wanting to go and do a random act of kindness over the holidays. And what came to mind was I had this vision, and it's a very clear, and it was a very clear vision of me going to Target and taking cash and putting it in the toy area, like tucked into a shelf, or lay it on the floor. Something where a kid who would see it and it would be like some just gift from who knows where. They might think it's from Santa. And so I have been wanting to do that. And every holiday season, I think about doing it and I never do it. And I think, why do I not do it? What is holding me back from doing it? So these are the questions that I ponder, okay? Because I'm like trying to inspire you by taking action. But then I think, well, I have these issues as well. There's this thing that I haven't acted on. And when I created the series, I wrote down 12 things that I wanted to do that I have thought about doing that I haven't done. And so this was one of them. And I thought, golly gee, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it in June, on June 25th. I had to pause for a second. Sorry about that. My dog, he always wants to come with me now. And so I have a couch here, and I heard him chewing on something, and sure enough, he had something in his mouth I had to get. All right, where was I? Okay. So I wanted to do it at Christmas, right? So I thought, okay, I don't know if you know, there's a thing, it's called half Christmas. And so I was like, okay, this is going to be my July episode. I'm going to do it on the 25th of June, which is when half Christmas is. And so that I'm going to stick with the Christmas theme. I'm going to just do it 6 months late or 6 months early, whatever. But I want to do it again at Christmas. So I want it to be a traditional thing. And it might even be a really great thing I could do with my grandkids. But I did this, and I put it on my schedule to do. And as the time got closer, I got more nervous about it, and I got more hesitant about it. And I know if I had committed through doing this series, it probably would have been just another thought that I pushed away and ignored and didn't act on. So I have three questions I was like pondering, because I'm like, why? What's the deal here? What's going on in my head? So maybe you can relate. So the first thing was like, why did I hold back? Why have I held back for 3 years? And why was I even hesitating to do this? And what really came to mind was fear. And that's really what holds us back from most things, is this fear of doing something we've never done before. And isn't that crazy, especially when it's related to something like this, because this is like a gift to other people. What's so scary about that? But what I've realized as I've gotten older is that I have this fear of judgment. I have this fear of, and here I am doing this podcast, which is really, I mean, I'm sure people listen and judge me, but I just the only thing that I could relate hesitating and not doing it was envisioning me going and somebody watching me or seeing me and being like embarrassed that I'm doing it. I don't know. It was just fear. It was fear mostly of stepping outside my comfort zone, of doing something unusual and different. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's just feels unsafe. Even that sounds crazy, doesn't it? Sounds so crazy. But it's these things that we do that expand our safety zone, our safety net. Now I have this experience under my belt. So do you think it's going to be, do you think I may be afraid of doing it again? No, no, I'll be like fine doing it again. I'll be excited to do it again. I'll be like, yeah, let's get this done. But I thought that that was very interesting because I'm like, why did I hold this back? I know for the last three Christmases, at least, I've had this idea. And Christmas comes and it goes. And then I think after Christmas, well, I'll make it a New Year's thing, like an after Christmas thing. The toy you didn't get for Christmas, you can then buy with this cash you find. But I never did it. And then it's June and I have it on my calendar to get done. And then I'm still hesitant on it. So I know why it's scary to do things that are out of our expertise or out of our, it's a known quantity. It's out of our comfort zone, even if it's something as simple as a random act of kindness. And I wonder how many random acts of kindness have been like nudges, whispers of the brain, nudges from the spirit, whatever, and then they're never acted on. So whatever you're not acting on, especially if it's a random act of kindness, then take the plunge. I get it. I know I am here, but I did it. I did it. It's checked off. And I made some lives. I enriched some lives, even though it wasn't a huge deal. It's not like I was giving out $1,000. So, but it was really fun. And it was, it's funny how you imagine things and then they kind of come to play and they're very much like you imagined, right? Because you rehearsed it in your mind a lot of times. So yeah, so my first question was, why did I hold back? And it came down to what I think was simple fear in that I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed because it was something that I'd never experienced before, never done before. And then the next question was, why? And I understand this because I preach and teach it, but why we end up not taking action basically because we're so worried about our feelings and we lose sight of the impact that action is going to make. So instead of looking, which reduces the fear actually. So if instead of focusing on my feelings and, oh, this is going to be embarrassing, or, oh my gosh, what if somebody sees me doing this and they look at me funny or they judge me funny? And you know, you think that's kind of crazy because if I saw somebody doing that, I would think, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. So what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with me? But if I would just get over myself and think about the impact of that random act of kindness and the impact it would have on somebody's life, no matter how simple, just the thoughtful gesture of doing something like that. But the focus remains inward instead of like, what's the impact? And it's almost like this selfish versus selfless. And I think we all want to be selfless, but we're so geared. We're so, you know, we're so caught up in the feels and what it's going to feel like for us. And the second you like realize, oh my gosh, this is not about me. This is about them. This is about doing something for somebody else, regardless of if it's scary for me or not. So that was my second thing was, you know, I was really basing my non-action was coming from a place of selfishness. Instead of selflessness, the idea is selfless. The idea is an idea of impact. But I was not acting from a place of selfishness. So that was like, whoa, bingo. And then the last thing that I thought about was a question was like, why did I finally act? And the thing that really works for me is when I make it, like I did with this, almost a challenge, right? I publicly declared, even though nobody really knew what I was going to do, I could have moved the episode, but I knew. So I made this internal commitment to myself in the way of a challenge. I put it on paper as I was scheduling my episodes for the upcoming next few months. I was like, I'm going to do that then. So it was a commitment. I was accountable. And so what made me actually finally act was, unfortunately, not recognizing that I was picking selfishness over selflessness. That wasn't until after I did it that I had that reflection. But I was committed. I had it written down. I had a date. I was holding myself accountable because of that. And I guess my virtual assistant knew. I mean, he saw it on the list, but he didn't quite know what it was because I didn't really express what it was. And now he'll know because he'll be listening to this episode. So it was finally committed, even though like in the past, it's like, oh, I got to do this by December 25th. I got to do this by December 25th. But there was no real commitment to it. It was just a passing thought. But I was like this. And then I also thought about, I need to do this because I know it will inspire other people. I need to do this because I know there's a lesson here to be learned that will help other people. And damn it, I need to friggin' do it. I mean, gosh, why shouldn't you do it? And it's so funny because my husband owed me some money that I completely forgot about, and he gave it to me in cash. You know, I'm the kind of like write a check or I'll transfer it to your account. I rarely walk around with cash that's like hundreds of dollars. So he gave me some money. And so I had a bunch of 20s. So I had a bunch of 20s, and I was like, if that's not another sign, I don't know what is. So I took $100 and I took 5 20s. And what I did is I went and got Christmas cards from our cabinet, because over the years we've collected quite a few Christmas cards. You know, you get the box and you only mail out like so many, and then you got leftovers. So we have a variety of leftover Christmas cards. So I went to my cabinet where my Christmas cards are, and I put a $20 bill in each of the cards, and I wrote a little note in the card that basically said something like, and I should have written it down so I could have read it to you, but it was basically something like, this gift is for you to use in whatever way you wish. And just know that good things happen to good people, and that continue to do good and good things will come to you, or something like that, something cheesy. But it was a message that I thought would resonate, especially if the little kid and the mom is like, because of course, if it's a little kid, the mom is going to read it to them, right? And I put on the card, like I closed it and I sealed it, and I put on the front, Merry Half Christmas, because that's what it is. A lot of people don't know that about Half Christmas, but I Googled it because I was like, is this just something that I thought up, or is it really a true thing? And it is a true thing. And it is June 25th. So it's Half Christmas. And if you didn't celebrate it, then maybe you could celebrate it a little belated. But it was so much fun. And it was a really great Christmas card with a snowman on it with sparkles. And I went into the Target and I went to the toy department because that was my dream. That was in my head. That was what I've been visualizing all these years of doing. And I wanted it to be random. You were, because in that note I put, you were randomly chosen. by the universe or something corny. But I went to the toy department, and of course there's several aisles of the toy department. So I wanted to drop the card, the envelope, in an aisle where there was no people. So I wouldn't know who they were and they wouldn't see me do it, right? Because I didn't want to be judged. I think at that point I didn't care, but I just didn't want people to see me do it because it's supposed to be Santa who's doing it, right? So, or Santa's elves. So what I decided to do instead of tucking it in, because I thought it might never be found if it's tucked in amongst the toys. So what I'll do is I'll just drop it on the ground because I know somebody will see it laying on the ground. So I dropped one of the cards on the ground and then went to another aisle and dropped another card on the ground. And then I went to, you know, there's the horizontal aisles, I guess you'd call them. And then there's the vertical aisles that run down the whole like side of the store. So I saw, and I know it's supposed to be random, but you know, your emotions get in the way sometimes. And so I saw these two cute little boys and they had a mom. I have no idea, you know, she was a single mom or she was just there with her kids. I didn't even pay attention to whether she had a wedding ring on. But she looked like, I just had this feeling that they didn't have a lot of money and the boys were looking longingly at some toys. And so one of the boys was in that like long aisle and he was sitting, but he was like looking away from me. So I dropped the card. So it was behind him. And I thought, sure enough, he's going to turn around and see this. You know, kids have that kind of sixth sense. And so he never turned around and he went running off in the other direction. And so I was like, because I didn't want him to see me. So I kind of surreptitiously dropped it, you know, and he was so intent on looking at some toy that he didn't see me. And so he went running off. So I was like, oh, well, so much for that. That didn't work. So I had another card, but I left it there. So, and then he went running off. So I was like, now I was on a mission to like, make sure those two boys got one. And so I went, the one boy was in this one aisle. So I saw that he was looking there and he like went down around to another aisle. And I was like, well, I'm going to, cause I heard him, he was going to get his mother to show her the toy he wanted. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll lay this right here at the foot, the base of the shelving where this toy is. So he comes, so I'm standing, I was kind of like just pretending like I had a cart and I was just walking by and darned if he didn't like go up to exactly where he was before, almost stood on the card and was showing his mother the toy. The mother didn't see it. His sibling didn't see it and he didn't see it. Well, I will say that it was a white envelope and the floor was white. So it was a little bit, you know, it didn't stand out. And I didn't have like, it wasn't written in magic marker. It was written in pen. So the, you know, handwriting on the envelope wasn't very bright. It wasn't as easy to see from like far away. So anyways, almost stepped on it, literally. And so then they left the aisle and there was the card sitting there. This was my last card. And so I went and picked it up and I was, like I said, I was on a mission. I didn't know who got the other cards. So, but I was like, and I know it's supposed to be a random act of kindness. And it was random because they just happened to be there at the same time I was in the store. So I can justify by saying it was random. So I saw the boys. The mother was off in another aisle. I think she was like looking at her phone. And the boys were now contemplating a different toy because I think, you know, the other toy was too expensive. So they were contemplating another toy and they were together. And I just, so what I did is I took the card and I threw it like, and I kind of like, I threw it. And I think one of them saw me out of the corner of his eye and I just kind of like whisked it to the base of their feet. But one was kind of sideways to me and one was had its back to me. But I think the one that was sideways to me, like saw me out of the corner of his eye, saw me do something. I don't know. I do not know if they actually did see the card and pick it up. Based on the past experience with them, they might not have seen it, but hopefully they saw it. And so that was kind of cool to do that. And I went back amongst the aisles to look, and the cards were gone. I think there might have been one still laying on the floor, but the cards were gone. And so I was like, oh, somebody's really got the gift. Somebody has received their half Christmas present. And I tell you, I left there feeling, once I got over my like being afraid, being fearful, being embarrassed, once I got there and I had the cards in my hand, it wasn't a problem. Breezed through the front doors, walked to the toy department. I was on a mission. And then once I left, and it's like everything that I talk about, once we conquer that fear, once we have that experience that we are so nervous about or so afraid of, that we finally expand that comfort zone and step outside of it and do that thing, it's magical feeling. I left there and I was like, oh my gosh, why haven't I not done this sooner? It was so amazing. And I thought, you know, $100, $20 five times made, and I could have done like $50 twice or $100 once, but I thought the more I can spread this, and $20 for a toy, that can get a pretty good toy. And I think that the universe rewards people for like, so in other words, and I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the people that receive it. I believe that there is a reason that the people that received it were there. There was a reason that they got this card. They will think differently now about how random things can happen and how anything is possible. Can you imagine being a child and getting this like from out of nowhere, and it's $20, and how cool is that? And it's unexpected too. Who would expect to receive a Christmas card in December? I mean, I'm sorry. who would expect to receive a Christmas card in June? Right. So, yeah, maybe that gives me the thought of maybe I should not do a Christmas card in December, do some other kind of card, a 4th of July card in December. So yeah. So nobody thinks of receiving something from Santa on June 25th. And now the countdown is on, right? The official countdown for Christmas is now on because it's less than a half a year away. So that is my just friggin' do it episode for July. And I'm excited to bring you more. And I hope that this will inspire you to take action on a random act of kindness. I want you to take action on anything that you've been procrastinating about, but I would love it if you just did a random act of kindness, because we need more of those in this world. I don't know if you've ever done anything like paying for the person's coffee behind you, or paying for the toll for the person behind you. I've done that, and that's really, really fun. In fact, I recently did it, and I paid for the person behind me because, oh, what happened is the person in front of me paid for me. And so I was like, well, that's so nice. I'm going to do it for the person behind me. And she said, that's $15. And I'm like, oh my God, they're getting a lot. But it was still fine with that. I wonder how much these like go like for the people that are doing the collecting of the money. And can you imagine them feeling so great that they're kind of like involved in that random act of kindness, and then to see how far it goes. I know that it can go for several cars. That was the drive-through at Starbucks, by the way. Yeah. And so just be careful, because Starbucks drinks, they are pricey, as I found out. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and go just friggin' do it.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.